VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. A U.S. missionary has been shot and killed in his car in Cameroon during fighting between separatists and soldiers. Charles Wesco died of a head wound at a hospital in the northwestern city of Bamenda on Tuesday. Bullets struck Wesco's car, but it's unclear who fired the shots, if he was targeted, or if he just got caught in the crossfire. Wesco was reported to have been in Cameroon for only a few weeks. U.S. Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis called Tuesday for a ceasefire in Yemen and for parties to come to the negotiating table within the next 30 days. He said the U.S. has been watching the conflict, quote, for long enough. He said he believes Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates are ready for talks. He said, we need to be doing this in the next 30 days. President Trump and his wife Melania visited the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Tuesday, where a gunman massacred 11 worshipers on Saturday. Trump shook hands with the synagogue's rabbi and with Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Ron Dermer. A large crowd of protesters who do not believe the president's visit is appropriate was nearby. Top congressional leaders from both political parties declined invitations from Trump to join him in visiting, while the family of one of the victims declined to meet with the president. The family said it felt Trump's statement suggesting that an armed guard stationed at the synagogue might have presented the attack was inappropriate. Several leaders of the Pittsburgh area, including Democratic Mayor William Peduto, said the president should not come while families are holding funerals. He said, if the president is looking to come to Pittsburgh, I would ask that he not do so while we are burying the dead. Peduto's office said the mayor would not meet with Trump. This is VOA News. The president said he wants to deny citizenship to babies of non-citizens and unauthorized immigrants who were born in the United States. But experts on the U.S. Constitution doubt he can overturn that right to citizenship. Associated Press correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
President Trump says he may have the legal right through an executive order to deny citizenship to children born in the U.S. to non-citizens. Vanderbilt University law professor Susanna Sherry says that's doubtful because the right is guaranteed under the 14th Amendment.
That can't be changed except by constitutional amendment. So not only can't he do it by executive order, but even an act of Congress signed by him couldn't change birthright citizenship.
Sherry says the question over who is covered by the amendment was settled in an 1898 Supreme Court decision. Trump voiced his birthright theory during his presidential campaign when he described it as a magnet for illegal immigration.
The notorious gangster James Whitey Bulger has died just shortly after he entered a prison in the eastern state of West Virginia. Associated Press correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
Bulger ruled South Boston.
He's a legend. A lot of people, you know, growing up were like, oh, Whitey, he's cool.
But Tommy Donahue had a different view.
He's a scumbag, actually, is what he is. He's a mass murderer, and he's a destroyer of family.
Bulger is alleged to have killed Donahue's father. Whitey Bulger led the mob in South Boston and also became an FBI informant. He was on the run since 1994, but was apprehended 16 years later. Sean McGonigal recalled at Bulger's sentencing a call he received when he was 12 years old.
He just called my house at Christmas time and said, your dad's not coming home. When I asked who it was, he said it was Santa Claus.
Whitey Bulger had just been transferred to the West Virginia prison, and a medical examiner declared him dead shortly after his arrival.
Boston Globe newspaper reported that another prisoner with ties to the crime group known as the Mafia is being investigated in connection with Bulger's death. Bulger was serving a life sentence after being convicted in 2013 of 11 murders. Authorities say Bulger had gone to great lengths to avoid apprehension, killing potential witnesses, and cultivating corrupt law enforcement officials. Denmark recalled its ambassador to Iran Tuesday after accusing Iran of planning to kill three of its citizens who were living in Denmark. The Danish foreign minister told reporters in Copenhagen that Denmark can in no way accept that people with ties to Iran's intelligence service plot attacks against people in Denmark. The plot was said to be planned in retaliation for a deadly attack in Iran in late September. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.